is WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Vierks Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy, but I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Vierks Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Vierks and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Vierks, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Vierks, Vierks.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rick with Freckles Graphics. You want to make a long-lasting impression without breaking the bank? Freckles Graphics is your one-stop spot for all your marketing needs with a wide range of services including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, all your signage and promotional needs. Trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. We got you covered. Get what you want, how you want, and when you want it without sacrificing quality. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, so check us out at FrecklesGraphics.com. That's FrecklesGraphics.com, your partner in success.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Trust the experts at Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Whether it's residential or commercial, they've got you covered with service contracts, generator service, and custom ductwork fabrication. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll County, including surrounding areas. Family owned with decades of combined experience, Jim's is proud of their A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
765-601-1461. Call today.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Gotta hear this. Wait for it.
Party Line on WILO and Boone 1027.
I almost put in Who Let the Dogs Out, but then I didn't.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one as well. You're absolutely right. Party Line brought to you by Clinton, Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Vierk's Fine Jewelry, Marshan's Window Tinning, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. You can watch Party Line at HoosierlandTV.com, and that's brought to you by Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Freckles Graphics, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Shoops Country Foods, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, TC Trailers, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. 765-659-3338. We have Dr. Matt Rhoda, Superintendent of the Community Schools of Frankfort, as our guest for this part of Party Line. Thanks for coming in. It's been a little while, so we're glad to have you back.
It is great to be here, and as Melissa said, she reminded me it was August the last time I was here, so it's great to be with you guys. Always enjoy. Look forward to meeting with you guys on these Wednesdays after our board meeting.
Yeah, we love having you in here. You're one of our favorites, and glad to have you back in. I know schedules didn't work out prior,
that's right.
So glad to have you here. Man, a lot is going on with the school system. I mean, not only with renovations, which we'll get to, but mm-hmm. you got an awful lot of things going on within the school itself. I know you just got done passing a tentative agreement.
Yes.
With the educators. So
yes.
Talk a little bit about that and how important that is.
Well, it's important. In the second year, so the state always, when they do a budget, they do a two-year budget. And so the last two rounds of those budgets in the first year, they give quite a bit to in-state tuition support and increase in year one. So year one is usually, it goes really well. Not that this year didn't, but it makes it hard to bargain with not a lot of money, and to be able to show our staff that we value them. We try to create a culture that values them, but the dollar helps too, and especially when you see prices for gasoline and food skyrocket, you want your people who are serving your kids to be have everything they need, and this year was tough for the fact that we didn't have a lot of money to bargain with. And that's every school in the state of Indiana. So you've got to find ways that you can work with your teacher association to at least come to an agreement that, we know this year there's not a lot. This is the best we can do. And we had a really good bargaining and negotiations with our Frankfort Education Association. We started it back in June, informal. We can't do formal bargaining until after our public hearing in September, but we've been working with them since June of just kind of talking about what are their priorities, what are our priorities from the district, and really the priorities are we try to give as much as we can to our teaching staff. And so this year it came in the form of a very, very small base salary increase of $250, a one-time stipend of $1,500 for all of our teaching staff. And then we've got a VEBA, which takes effect when you're retired, essentially helps pay for your insurance when you retire from teaching. So we increased that by $100. So we did what we could this year, and we talked to the association that hopefully let's talk to our legislators and let them know that let's try to keep up with inflation so that when we sit down at the bargaining table, we don't have 1% to bargain with when our inflation is over that. So it went really well, and it was great last night for the board to be able to ratify that and move forward, and we'll start issuing out all of those new payments in December here.
You guys have an amazing retention rate as it is. I mean, do you have any idea what your percentage is of retention and how many years a lot of your teachers have been there?
Well, we've got, just kind of depending on the school, we've got some schools that the teachers have been retained for a long period of time. We have some of our schools that we've got a lot of new staff. Our goal is our pillar of community. We have two things on that pillar: one, to attract and retain students, and then the other is to attract and retain staff. And our staff, 2 years ago, we had retained, coming back into the school year, 81%, and our goal is 85%. This year, we retained 85% of our staff. So there's a changeover everywhere. It's tough to find people, and it's tough to keep people, especially when our salary schedule is not as comparable to others in the area, and we're working on getting that up. Last year, we did that. We worked on catching up all of our staff. They were behind in their years, so we caught them up. And so the next round, we can start looking at trying to catch up with other schools in the area as far as what their beginning teacher salary is. And when you increase that, you increase all of those. So, but as far as our retention this year, we retained 85% of our teaching staff.
Are you seeing, and I know, and this may be a little too early to even ask, but are you seeing or hearing anything about possible changes in the education system and education funding, especially now that we've just gone through an election?
I think there's, as far as the state tuition support funding, no. I think the funding that we get through our property tax side that impacts our operations fund, which is our transportation, our custodians, our upkeep of buildings. That side has been talked about with the whole property tax changes that will impact everyone. And with schools, there's been talk about the impact of we use our debt service fund. And when we pay off, let's say we pay off a building, instead of that tax rate, we try to keep that tax rate neutral, and we use that drop in when we're no longer paying that to be able to take out a bond to be able to pay for other projects. Right now, we've got a roof that Suncrest has not had a new roof since 1996 when it was built. We need those kind of things to be able to keep our buildings up. So there's been talk about how that debt service fund might be used because of the property tax changes. There's also talk about how property taxes and tying that to students. So I'm not sure how that will work, but there's been talk, but it's all that is talk until we see what happens at the end of April, and usually a lot changes by then.
Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent Dr. Matt Rhoda is our guest today.
Well, and let's talk about the needs that you have, especially with the buildings. I mean, you've been working with the Lancer team and getting an evaluation of all the buildings in the school corporation. And then also you did the energy study, which was great. Mm-hmm. That gives you even more insight as to what you guys need. You're already doing middle school renovations. And so let's just kind of talk about all of that. I mean, you've got, yes, you know, talk about the renovations first, because those are already in progress. And then let's move on to what the report came out with, what the needs are. I know you've got, a red flag list,
yes,
going down into the stuff that, can wait. Let's talk about middle school first, and then we'll move on into the others.
Middle school, right now, that new safe entrance, that was one of our top priorities, to make sure we had a new safe entry to the middle school. All of the front end is being taken care of right now. That front entry, the office area, that is going to shift up to the front. If people have been in the middle school, when you walk in the door, you've got to walk across the whole foyer. It's just, and we have a police officer, an SRO there, that keeps that safe, but we're moving all the office up front. All of those office area now, it's all been, it's being drywalled right now. That should be up and ready to go here in the spring. The auditorium, they're pouring the concrete for that now. They're putting the outside brick facade on, and that should be ready to go by the beginning of next school year. So those are the two. And then starting this summer, they'll start on the working on the cafeteria bump out. And so we're looking forward to those. But right now, that auditorium is full steam ahead to be ready by next year. Not only auditorium, but then we're moving band, orchestra, and choir down into rooms that will now have storage for all of our band equipment that's not in a very tiny walkway area. So we're looking forward to that. When you walk in, it's inspiring to see what we'll have for our middle school kids. So that's what's going on at the middle school. We currently we hired Moisture Management. All their architects and engineers that deal with roofs, And so we hired them to be our consultants to oversee these roof projects, because you can hire roofers to come in. You've got to take the lowest reasonable bid. And when you do that, you want to make sure that they're being overseen. And so Moisture Management's done a great job coming in to oversee the Suncrest roof project. And that is right now all of the sloped roofs are done that finished last weekend. Now they have to finish up the flat part of the roof, and then Suncrest, and then we have some other outside facade that we will take care of next summer with Suncrest. Next summer, we'll also start on roof project at Blue Ridge Green Meadows. So we'll have three roof projects there. We'll start We'll start two of them next summer. The two that we'll start next summer will be an area right up in between the two schools over the gym that we had to cover up for this season. It was too late to get started with that. And then we'll cover our sloped roofs starting next summer with Blue Ridge Green Meadows. And that building was 2008, so it's time for a new roof there to take that down. So we're looking forward to that getting started. Back to the middle school, we're going to strip down all of the floors in both gyms at the middle school. It's getting air conditioning, so that's part of the project too.
That's
so
going to make a lot of people
that'll
happy.
That'll make a lot of people happy. So all the gym floors will be stripped, sanded, resealed, and lined. And then we're getting new bleachers in both of those gyms. So
Some grandparents are going to be happy about that.
Yeah, it's just walking down those bleachers with no rails. And so we'll get all new bleachers in the gyms. And then that whole area will get new LED lighting. So the lighting will change. And then once we have that in place, then we can work on repainting the gym. If you notice if you're in the main gym, we've got a lot of paint that's peeled because we don't have air conditioning in there and because the roof is very old. So once we get all of that shored up, then we can work on getting that painting. We also have to get a new HVAC installed in Suncrest Elementary. So that's another part of the project that's coming up then too. And then we're going to hold because we need to see if there's any money that needs to go back into the middle school that we weren't anticipating. So we'll hold for a little bit and see how those projects work this summer. And then we'll go into another phase and start working down that list of red. But right now, those are the reds that we're going to take care of coming up this spring and summer.
And it's too bad, that you hate it because your roofing, your HVAC are not sexy projects.
No, they're not.
But you have to do them.
You do.
And they are so costly now.
Right.
So, yeah, unfortunately, again, I'll try this to get this right. Dr. Matt Rota, Superintendent Community Schools of Frankfort, is our guest today.
Well, I know when you put those projects together and you make that list, it's projected over a course of years, because like you say, you can only do so much.
That's right.
Each year. And explain to people, I know we've talked about this before, but explain it again, how the bond system works, because I think a lot of people, they hear you say, we're going to take out a bond, to do this, but then they don't understand exactly how that works.
So when we have debt dropping off, and that impacts the tax rate. We keep the tax rate neutral by using the money that we were paying for something, another building, and we then ask for a bond with that amount of dollars. Baker Tilly, our municipal advisor, looks at tax rates and what that equates to as far as dollars that can go towards a bond. Then we work with our bond counsel, who kind of helps work through the process of making sure we have all of our compliance and public hearings and are transparent about how we're going to apply those dollars. And so right now we're in the middle of the 30-day window, which will end this Friday. And then once that 30-day window is over, then we'll start proceedings on working on selling the bond, assuming everything goes well. So we're using tax rate. Our municipal advisor tells us with the drop-off of what we were paying before in order to keep the tax rate neutral, what that equals to an amount of dollars that can be go into a bond. And then so with our middle school, we had a big drop off. So we were able to take out that $30 million loan, not loan, but bond, lease bond for that project. But because of drop off, we're also able to, about every 2 years, from here on out be able to take out a $2 to $3 million loan. So right now we're looking at taking out a $3 million bond. I keep saying loan. I'm thinking, but it, yeah. $3 million bond to be able to take care of these roofing projects that I had mentioned before. So that's how that works. We want to do everything so we do not we avoid asking for our public to for a referendum. I know that is happens all around the state where that has to happen, but we are trying to be very frugal with our money, and so we're trying to do everything so that we can do it and not have to ask the taxpayers for additional increases in tax rates.
Yeah, I know that the general public appreciates that and how hard you work on that. Let's talk about, because I know we've talked about this before, a lot of places are going back to either textbook or looking at textbooks. I know that's something that you guys have been looking at,
yes,
especially with language arts. How's that thought process going? What has the research showed you, and what are you guys thinking?
Well, we are currently in the process of textbook adoption for language arts, and we feel like we use a combination of both the books in kids' hands and technology. When Debbie Bracken was on here, she talks about having a balanced technology where you've got to have the books and the sheets of paper. But you also have to have the balance of technology. You don't want all one or the other. So our textbook adoption team that is put together by Leslie Miller, she's our director of student achievement. She is working with teaching staff from, you know, all grade levels to be able to, right now they've kind of narrowed it down to a few vendors, and they're having the vendors come in and talk to them. And what they're doing is they're looking at, it's tough because in a K-5 building, like a Suncrest, you've got K-2 where maybe a series is really strong with phonemic awareness and phonics, that science of reading. But then you get into the fourth and fifth grade where the comprehension piece is not there. So it's hard to find a textbook for elementary school that is strong all the way through that you don't have to supplement. So we know that we'll have to supplement somewhere. And so they're looking at the science of reading, how those textbooks measure up to the strength with phonics, phonemic awareness, comprehension and fluency, and vocabulary. Those are the big five with the science of reading. And they're looking at how that measures up for the K-2 and how that comprehension piece, especially in fourth and fifth grade. So they're listening to vendors now to see how close they all are and trying to check all the boxes. K-5 and then 6 through 8. And then, you know, we've got content areas when we get to the high school. So it's going well. And they just met with some vendors about a week or so ago and then they'll meet with a few more coming up.
Now, do you think you'll see, start thinking about bringing textbooks back in other subjects as well?
Well, I mean, we have textbooks in other subjects. I think it just kind of depends on, As we approach each language or each adoption, what is being offered by the textbook companies. So, they're still offering textbooks that, you know, there's been some that are all online, but there's still a hybrid between the two.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I think there are some kids out there that flourish with online.
Yep.
And online books, and, you know, they don't have a problem with that. But there's other kids that need that physical book. They need that paper.
That's right.
To be able to learn.
Yep, that's right. My son's a freshman. I see in his book bag he still has some books in there. So I think that's important. I would rather have a book reading than to read it online. But I'm fine with both. And I think we have to prepare our kids to be able to do both of those, be able to read from the book and be able to navigate the online.
We're kind of in the flu season. We're starting that. You know, they're talking about, have you gotten your flu shots? And we're kind of gearing up for that. And you guys have partnered a little bit with Meridian Health Services. I'm wondering how that's going at this point.
I think we're still trying to get the word out. And Lisa Suttle, she's the vice president of behavioral health and kind of this expansion of the health-based clinics in schools. And she has reassured me that it takes a little bit to get up and going with the program. We've had both staff and students, you know, referred to them. We're just trying to get the word out of where people can go. You know, when they're in the high school, it's an easy referral. If the nurse sees that, they can call the parent and tell the parent, you've got Meridian Health nurse practitioner here right next door. So you don't have to, you can come, you know, sign a paper to be able to do that. But also, that's my next town hall that I'll send out at the end of the month, is with Meridian Health, to talk to them, just to let the community know what they're all about, where they're located, and that it's open to Community Schools of Frankfort staff and students, but it's open to the whole Clinton County community to come in. They take anything from, you know, the private insurance to no insurance. So, and if you're a Spanish-speaking family, they have people there who can translate. So we're just trying to get the word out, and it's going well. It's a great partnership with them, but it's constant communication and also getting the word out to people that Meridian is there and that they will take, because, you know, when you go to a new place, you don't want to walk in and, oh, we can't serve you because you don't have insurance or you don't have the right type of insurance. But they cover all of that, and they cover behavioral health as well as the medical care. So,
yeah, and I think that's extremely important, especially in a school system.
Right.
To have that, have both, and to be able to offer that. So kudos to you guys for that partnership. And I hope that we see something like that similar in our other educational places in the county, not only the county, but in the state. So
I know we're getting short on time, so I want to give you the opportunity. Do you have anything on your list or anything in particular that we haven't covered that you'd really like to share with the community at this point?
I think we approved the Toys for Tots is donating $1,200 worth of books to our middle school. They're actually doing that this morning, I believe, at 10 o'clock at the middle school. And so we're very, it's a blessing to be able to get that. We just had a board policy approved, so anything at or above $1,000 needs to go through board approval. So that was board approved last night, that donation from Toys for Tots. So that was pretty special to be able to have them donate those books to our middle school kids. And no, I thank you for the questions that you've asked. We're excited about having the ability to be able to start improving our buildings and making our buildings shine. I think we want to make sure that the space that our kids and staff work in are beautiful spaces. And so thank you for asking those questions today. So I think all the questions you asked today really covered everything that I would want to talk about, and they usually do. That's why you guys are good.
Well, we enjoy having you here. We enjoy the openness. We really enjoy hearing about all the great things that are going on with the Community Schools of Frankfort. And yeah, I kind of agree. It'll be nice to see that the outer gets upgraded to match what's going on inside.
You guys had asked about the retention. We also had our partnering. We're one of a few school districts partnering with IUK for a registered apprenticeship for people who do not have a bachelor's degree in education to be able to go back to school. By getting this agreement, then we can apply for grants to the Department of Workforce Development to be able to help people pay for tuition to go back to school. So we're excited about that. We have a partnership with IUK, but we're excited to be one of their partners with getting this registered apprenticeship started out. Another way that we attract and retain staff, especially those staff like our paraprofessionals and substitutes who have been loyal to Community Schools of Frankfort. We want to try to take care of them, keep them around, and allow them to be able to continue to kind of move into different positions within the district.
That would be really neat, because I know a lot of, especially substitutes, a lot of only have an associate degree. They didn't go back through and finish and get that bachelor's degree. So yeah, that's pretty amazing, actually.
We're excited about that partnership.
Well, kudos to you guys for
Thank
that
you.
Too as well.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Rota, we appreciate you coming in. We enjoy having you here. You're a breath of fresh air and a bundle of sunshine.
Great to be here.
Here. And we look forward to next time.
Thanks for inviting me into your also your question earlier, too. So that was, just never that was
know.
Interesting.
We do get derailed occasionally, but you just never know where that's going.
Thank
so.
You. Great
anyway,
to be here.
Thank you.
The door's always open. So.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.